Plastic has been investigated by researchers since its creation. Originally, it was created to protect the world from calamity. However, many factors about the invention are linked to the rapid deterioration of the planet. In this episode of Living with Less Plastic, Mary Liz Ingram shares statistics and personal insight about her journey of lowering her use of plastic.
When I was a 10-year-old girl watching Captain Planet in the 90s, I dreamt of being a planeteer, fighting polluters and saving the world. So I cajoled several of my friends, my little sister, and my cousins into forming the Cleanup Club, and we wandered the neighborhood picking up trash. Then, I grew up. When my 13-year-old daughter and her friend won third place in the Alabama State Science Fair for challenging plastic waste with their own biodegradable spoons, I remembered my childhood dreams. Now, nearing my 40s, I began asking questions like, where does our waste go? To find answers, I took a tour of Birmingham Recycling and Recovery and had nearly an hour-long conversation with the landfill manager at Big Sky Environmental. I asked him, how much plastic is created each year? I find out that a shocking 6.9 billion tons of plastic is produced, 40% of which is designed for single use, and only around 10% is ever recycled. Over 8 million tons of plastic waste ends up in our oceans each year. So I also wondered how long it takes for that plastic to biodegrade. Pretty much never. Plastic will break down into smaller and smaller pieces called microplastics and will be around longer than just about everything else. Single-use plastic has a very short useful life and a nearly forever waste life. So I decided to count the items of single-use plastic in my own home. I stopped at 632, and I couldn't even think about starting to count the plastic bags and plastic utensils hiding in my cabinets. I was shocked by what I found, and like a slap in the face, I knew things had to change. Re-inspired by my daughter's project, with my husband Steven and our three kids in tow, we began cleaning the single-use plastic out of our lives one step at a time. We started by noticing the plastic around us. When we shop, what we usually buy, what we like to use. We started small by building new habits and making easy plastic-free substitutions. We've now broken our plastic habit, changed our mindset about what is easy, and have discovered a more peaceful, responsible way of life. It's a sometimes awkward, sometimes stumbling, nearly always rewarding adventure, and I'd love for you to come along. Together, we can explore the many ways you too can step away from single-use plastic one choice at a time, because it's possible for anyone to live with less plastic.
For more on Mary Liz Ingram's environmental initiatives, visit cleanupprojectusa.com.